Call Cooley on 850-6597.
On Dublin's Q102.
Now, he's normally here on a Monday, but we brought him in on a Tuesday this week. Dermot Youle, CEO of the Consumers Association of Ireland, and obviously HMV all over the news. Also want to talk about this Food Safety Authority of Ireland announcement that horse meat at some of the burgers, some of the leading supermarket chain stores. Absolutely astonishing. Now, while they point out there's no risk to public, I'd be pretty disgusted if it were me. And you know, you're paying for something, and you're not getting it.
It's way outside of the point. Yeah, exactly. Well, it's important now, the safety element of it. Don't get me wrong, but this is not what this misrepresentation is misleading. It's
awful. Okay, well, we'll talk about that shortly and see if there's any ways of tightening it up. I'm sure the FSA is doing just that. But the sad news for a lot of people working for HMV is the company has gone into administration, and they're going to trade as a going concern in the hope that they can sell it on to a third party. And looking at some of the reports and things, they seem optimistic, but you would wonder, has the model of what HMV was, did it adapt with the times and change with the sort of the download industry?
Yes.
But that'll be of no help to people who have vouchers and people who've bought vouchers for loved ones and thought, hang on, the least they could do is honour this. So why can they do this? Is it sharp practice? It's obviously legal that they can say, we've taken your money, but we're not honouring the vouchers because we're in administration. So it's a different company running things.
Yeah, it's a very interesting one. And all day since last night I've been involved in this, and it's very interesting the number of people who have come back with variations of pieces of their interpretation of what is the law on this, because it's, to a degree, it's significantly outside of consumer law. We're back into contract law. Quite a number of people gave an amount of money to a company that is, were advised in trouble. But it was a very well-respected professor from Trinity College who got in touch with me today, late this evening, I must say, and he said, I've been listening to what you've been saying and what a number of people have been saying, and I agree with you on most of it, but I do not agree that they have the right to refuse to honour these, that it is an assumption that an administrator can, if you like, be all things to all people and just dictate that what's going to happen. But he's making the point that no, we should challenge them. Now, I'm all up for that, but the difficulty is that this is a UK administration, which in our jurisdiction would be an examinership. Yes, everybody's trying to sort the business. But the problem is, it's going to take time, it's going to take effort. So we are, in Consumers Association of Ireland, we most certainly are. I've been in touch today with the Office of Director Corporate Enforcement. They say nothing to do with us.
Wow, okay.
It is an accepted approach from an examinership or the situation that exists. But we'll go to these people and say, what's this based upon? And we'll see where it goes. But it's not right when you think about it. At mid-December, they knew there was going to be a problem. And they still continue to sell these to consumers.
Yeah.
Young and old, it matters not. They took their money, they now have the money, and at the point I've been making all day, it's a clear breach of contract, and it's very, very difficult for people to bear.
If you bought your voucher or your gift card with a credit card, have you recourse to the credit card company then?
You do. It's excellent. It's great. We've often said it on this program that we're lucky with our sale of goods, supply of services here. There's a section in that, section 14, that it's a very small section, but basically what it says is that if you use a finance house to pay the bill on your behalf, and you later will pay them, which is a credit card company, then they are equally liable with the retailer to resolve whatever element of a problem you have. So there's two sides to this. One, under the section, you should get in touch with your credit card company and tell them that you're anything but happy that the company have made a dictation, if you like, that they're not going to honour the whatever piece of paper it is you're holding, despite the fact that their doors are open and their tails are ringing. And that, secondly, somewhat equally importantly, they knew that this was a problem.
So aren't they killing all the goodwill?
It's
my mindset is, hang on a sec here, I have a voucher. It might only be €25, but it's my voucher. Somebody paid for it and gave it to me as a prezi. If you don't honour this, matey, I'm going to badmouth you for the rest of my days. I'm not going to go back and buy anything out of your store ever. And I'm going to tell all my family, look at these guys. They took the money knowing, or not, whatever the case is, and now they're using it as a sharp practice to keep my money, or keep my auntie or my uncle's money, and not honour it.
Exactly, it's terrible. And it makes it worse for the poor people on the staff who are doing their best and to whom all of this will have been a revelation in recent days and hours. It's not their fault, and yet it's true. The company that's trying to save itself is telling people, go away. We know we have your money. You have our voucher. We're not honouring it. Go away. Why would anybody want to support an organisation like that? So it's impractical in the way they're approaching it. And I suppose not knowing the amount of money that's involved, Aidan, is probably the key here.
Yeah.
Why are they doing this? Is it that significant amount of money? And I mean,
Jessop's, the UK camera company, did the same thing.
Yeah,
they announced as well, we're not honouring your vote.
That's right. And Habitat did the same here as well. It was almost the same scenario, and they wouldn't recognise them. But it did absolutely nothing for goodwill anywhere.
Is there anybody in Ireland who can look into this and sort of say, right, okay, we can learn from our mistakes if these companies are coming in from outside to run businesses here? Yeah, they're creating employment, and we laud them for that. They're also taking profit, a lot of profit, out of the country in a lot of cases.
Yep.
But that we need to ring fence a situation like this, that if somebody buys a voucher from them, the money goes into
a fund
or an account that they don't have access to, and then if they decide that they're going into administration, well, hard luck, mate, that money's going back to your customers, because they deserve the money back. You're not honouring what they got.
Yeah, no, there should be a fund set up and a system through which, if it is to happen, every organisation pays a small amount of money. Well, it would have to be an independent group.
Okay.
I mean, we have got similar ones. I mean, we've got the Investor Compensation Company, for example, where all of the finance companies, all of the investor companies, pay a levy.
Yeah.
And that's collected and it's held aside and it's invested, and that's it. Whenever something goes wrong, then there's X amount of money is guaranteed to an individual. And that's a good way of doing it. And it just needs to be looked at. The problem is that I appreciate that it's a sizable task to take on,
okay,
and I appreciate that, but it still doesn't mean that it shouldn't be done. We need to do something. You said all we end up doing is sitting on our hands going, this is awful.
Yeah, it is. And looking at the number of comments that are coming in, everybody's just absolutely disgusted, hurt, frustrated, annoyed. Carmel wonders, can any business refuse to honour a gift card even if it's out of date? And yes, I think is the answer, isn't
absolutely
it?
Absolutely, yeah, this is it.
So be very careful. And the old adage that we're hearing time and time again, particularly today, if you get a voucher, go spend it quickly.
Absolutely. And can I just make one point? I heard a comment made this evening that, you know, sure, if it's only €20 and somebody gave it to you, you're not going to get in touch with them and ask them to get in touch with the credit card company. Please do that.
What
That's
if there
what
were
1,000 20
euros or 100,000 20 euros?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So if it's only €20, do ask whoever it was that gave it to you to get in touch with the credit card company and stop it and get it refunded. It's better in our pockets than in the coffers of the receivers.
Because here's a lady, Teresa Hogan, that says, all I know is it's not Christmas unless you've queued in HMV for CD or DVD or a voucher for 20 minutes or more. Yeah, what on earth happened there?
So,
I mean, there could be thousands of these people. Oh, yeah, it's only €20, but add it up and there's a heck of a lot of money outstanding.
But it's an interesting point you make. This has been the wake-up call, I think, in relation to what am I going to do with vouchers?
Yeah, okay.
A lot of people are going to think twice again.
All right, which is, and it's not fair as well, because it's damaging to the industry. Like people like One For All, who are lined up on Post,
would have a
very good reputation and a very good way of safeguarding your money. Yep. So, I mean, this has a negative impact on companies like that, and it shouldn't.
No, shouldn't. Not at all.
All right, let's move on. A problem of a different nature at this stage. Hi, Pauline.
How's it going, lads?
Good.
How you doing?
It's great to hear you so passionate about all this, Aidan, with your sidekick Dermot there.
I tell you, we hate the baddies. We're like Batman and Robin, or Fatman and Robin in this case. You bought your laptop in Harvey's, took the warranty on it, had 3 years warranty, and you had problems. You went back 3 times. What happened?
Well, like I said, went back. They kept saying, no, get lost. On to Dermot last week, the Cape Crusader. Did what you said, Dermot.
Yeah, good on
you. Stuff off the internet. Basically, the root of the problem, they said, is there was nothing wrong with the computer. It was the way I was typed.
What?
Remember, Dermot?
Hang on, I do.
They told
Pauline that it was the way she was typing, and to put some tape across the pad on the computer.
Tell them to get a life.
Which she did.
Then
they said to her, we couldn't take that back.
Come here. And Pauline, did you walk in and they said, my God, look at the size of her hands. She must be carrying bricks and breaking blocks with a hammer every day, all day.
No, they are actually like bricks, what can I tell you? Basically it was the runaround. I was becoming quite frustrated, and then they start to give you stupid reasons why they're not standing up to the warranty. But fair play to them, I took it in hand, went in, armed, and said what you said, Dermot, that they were ignoring my rights, which I was told, no, they weren't ignoring my rights. But unfortunately, we're dealing with an extended warranty company through the company that I bought the laptop from.
Yes.
And you're battling two people because you make your case to one and then you get the other crab, sorry, person, on the phone, ball-ragging you and telling you no. But anyway, after going in armed, Dermot, I'm glad to say, I don't know whether I'm pleased, but I'm glad to say that they gave in and they said that they couldn't discern whether or not there was a problem with it. Ha ha. And on one website, there were 2,961 people alone looking at this problem on this model on this computer.
Okay, yeah.
But they weren't sure whether it was a problem, but out of good faith, they were willing to give me a refund, which I said, fine. Now, I went into the shop, and unfortunately, I bought my computer at $299 when it was on sale, and there isn't one laptop in the shop for $299.
Oh, okay.
The cheapest one is $379, and it's a dinosaur in comparison to the one that's same specs as mine, which is $399.
And so you saw one there that you $399, and you would do it. Why aren't these guys making sort of a goodwill gesture? What I love about this is you buy it, and then you buy the warranty, and then they say, well, you got to deal with the warranty company, but they've no problem selling you the damn warranty in the first place.
No, exactly. But the difficulty here has been that we've been trying to get Pauline's money back, and we did, and that was a long, hard fight. It's kind of the
best.
So
you reckon cut your losses and run for it?
Well, yeah, absolutely, and go elsewhere and use your money towards something that you like. You know,
absolutely. Sadly, you know, I actually don't have the because I knew.
Yeah.
I just kind of thought with Harvey's and stuff, they were actually getting an extra €300 back in. They had made money on the computer. They'd made money on the warranty.
Yeah.
I bought the antivirus.
Yeah.
I bought the ward. I bought you know the office. Yeah. I bought the laptop case. It cost me nearly €500. They made a lot of money on that. They're now getting back, if they, you know, were to make that gesture, they're now getting back another €300 plus a warranty plus more antivirus. Like, I mean, they're not actually losing
anything.
I know
what you mean, yeah. It's
silly in their part. They take a bit of commission off that they make. They're not losing.
Yeah.
But sadly, for someone like me, and like you say, I have bought every appliance in my home from these people, everything. I now will take my money from that, but I'll also take my custom.
Elsewhere,
I'll also take, you know, that horrible taste that's in your mouth
that
you're dealing with people who just don't see beyond.
And you'll tell your friends and family the same. Don't go there, don't buy anything. I got no satisfaction. It took me months to get me money back.
Yeah, now, when I go to somewhere else, I do have to find the money. Sadly, I would probably be taking out the extended warranty with the same...
Well, do you know what? Here's a little tip for you. And our friend Colin Baker comes in from Back from the Future. He's been in once or twice. He's a gadget guy. They do laptops. They do reconditioned laptops. They do new laptops. And because they're a small company, you get personal service. And
right.
He'll load it with whatever software you want. All legal. And he'll keep an eye on it. If you've got a problem, you can go back to him. And he's very good. And he's over in Angel Street.
Right.
Back from the future.
Shop over there.
He's a shop there in Angel Street, just up from 747 Travel. And he's a small business, an Irish business, Irish run, Irish owned. And he would be delighted to take your money and provide you a good service.
Here.
There you go.
I do believe in keeping it where it should be.
So, best of luck with that, Pauline. Hopefully, Colin will look after you if you want. Or if not...
If you get Michelle to text me details, I will gladly, when I'm well, because I'm only just out of the hospital today. I will absolutely take my custom over to him.
We'll do that for you, not a problem
at all. Thanks for all that. You are just like the Cape Crusaders. You are brilliant.
Ah, you're very kind. You're very kind. Come here, are you well though? Are you well within yourself? Are you okay now that you're in hospital?
No, I actually, if you wanted it, I had two bad angina attacks over the weekend.
Okay.
And this doesn't help anyway, but you know what, I'm on the mend, medication.
Good stuff.
You mind yourself.
I wish I was going on a cruise.
Well, stop. Well, you listen out tomorrow and try and get through and possibly could be.
I can never get through.
It's a huge, huge interest in it. And you know what I always found great? If you've got a good friend, because I didn't like to do it in my own backyard, go out and break a few bottles. And do it in your friend's yard and let him or her clean it up. That's great for stress busting.
The great thing now is this whole new slim and diet thing. You get to beat the crap out of a lump of chicken or meat, you know, to make it nice. It's absolutely brilliant. Every day I get to take the temper out on a piece of meat.
That's great.
And you have the hands for it, so it's great.
Absolutely.
We'll see you, Pauline.
Absolutely, shovels.
Stay in touch.
Bye, Pauline.
Thanks, Pauline.
Okay, listen, thanks, guys, for all your help, because I would have gave in, and I would have just never fought and let it go, because it really, really is hard to stand up and keep saying, I'm not accepting what you're saying.
It is, you're right.
All right.
When you don't fully know, you're right.
Well done.
Thanks,
Pauline. Cheers to you.
Keep up the good work.
Thanks a lot. Bye. Bye. Well, that's great. It's a breath of fresh air, isn't it? And it's great that
such good form.
It's great that it's finally resolved, because when you go back and you start getting ridiculous excuses thrown at you, you begin to wonder, do these people think I'm a fool? Do these people think I'm an idiot that I'd believe this horse shit they're throwing, pardon my French, speaking of horse burgers, that they're throwing out at me? So, I mean, it's just...
She did everything that she was told. She got all the extended warranties. So, it's... You know, I'm glad it worked out to the degree that it did. And I suppose if we look at an element of positivity to it, at least to all intents and purposes, she got the she got the years of usage for those extra costs, and that was it.
Got a call from John, but need to take a break. Before we do that, if you've got a problem or an issue or a worry about anything, even from HMV to the horse meat burgers or something completely different, we'd like to hear from you. There's a couple of ways you can do it. You can call us 850-6597. That's 850-6597. Or you can text us 57102 for 20 cents, particularly by those who are of a shy disposition.
Niall Cooley on 850-6597 on Dublin's Q102.
Now, Consumer King Dermot Jewell is with us this evening. If you've got any issues, 850-6597, or you can text us. And if you don't want to come here, texting is a good way as well. If you don't want to come on and talk to us, 57102 for 20 cent. Just before we hear from John, who has a problem with Bord Gáis, we can confirm, and a lot of sports fans will be interested in this, Paul McGinley has been confirmed as Europe's captain for the 2014 Ryder Cup at Gleneagles. The European Tourist Tournament Committee has announced, and we'll have more of that in our bulletin at 7 o'clock this evening. All right, Dermot, John is here, and John has a bit of an issue with one of the facilities companies. John, how are you?
Okay.
How are you doing?
Not at all. What happened to you, and who's it with?
So basically, the dispute is with Bord Gáis. My uncle pays, he has gas and electricity with them. The dispute was over the gas bill. Basically, he pays 30 to 50 euro per week without fail every week. And he's done this, you know, for 10, 15 years, you know, without fail. And about six months ago, he got a refund from Bord Gáis for his electricity. So he phoned them up and said, you know, what's the story with the gas, whatever, you know, maybe I'm due a refund there too. Maybe I've been overpaying. And they actually agreed with him and they gave him a refund. It was just over 600 euro.
Right.
So that was about 6 months ago. However, in September, he got a bill. Actually, the bill before September, the period June to August, the outstanding balance was €17.47. So, you know, he didn't mind that. And then the next bill, which was from August to September, was for €7,355.14. He thought he was going blind, but no.
How much?
€7,355.14.
Oh, that's one to give you a fright. What happened?
he got a fright, all right.
I would think
he got on to Bord Gáis, and they said that was actually correct. And the reason why it was so high is because the meter hadn't been read in almost 15 years, which I think is absolutely ridiculous. They're saying that there was no way they could have read the meter. They tried several times to get an accurate meter reading over the years, but they were unsuccessful. My uncle disputes this because, I mean, there was always somebody in the house, you know.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Fair enough, if they miss somebody once or twice, you can understand.
But in 15 years,
And the thing we can't get our heads around is, why would they issue a refund of €700 on an estimate? Do you know what I mean? I mean, surely they would have had to get a reading to issue a refund.
Of course, this is a tricky one, Dermot.
And have you gone to any local representative or anywhere else, or has he gone John?
Yeah, well, he actually went to Citizens Advice, and I think they contacted Bord Gáis on his behalf, but they said basically it was out of their hands. There was nothing they could do. They said, you know, contact Bord Gáis and try and resolve it. Now, in the meantime, what my uncle has done is Bord Gáis have agreed to give him a prepay meter.
Yeah.
So they've taken his existing meter out of the house and given him a prepay meter, which he's happy to do. You know, he doesn't mind
because he's conscientious. He's conscientious about paying that every week.
But they're still adamant that he owes the 7,500.
And what have they said there? Pay us, come to an agreement with us, or we'll come after you.
Yeah, well, they're basically saying, you know, you don't have to pay it all up front. You have to pay it off weekly, you know. But, I mean, my uncle's unemployed at the moment.
Right.
I mean, he's worked all his life, but he's recently unemployed. And it's just him on his own living in the house. He doesn't have a gas fire. He doesn't have a gas cooker. He has to heat it on maybe 6 hours a day, if that, you know. And he doesn't have it on every day either. And as I said, he has always paid his bills. So we're just trying to, you know, we're kind of almost exhausted with Bord Gáis going back and forth. I mean, they're adamant that they've tried to read the meter several times, but I mean, they've never sent any letters out saying that the meter needs to be read, or, you know, and I mean, I know there's a kind of mutual agreement whereby, you know, maybe you have to, you know, look at the bills and look at your meter and whatever, but I mean, €7,500 over 15 years. I mean, I can't believe they let it go that long, you know?
No, and I find it hard to believe myself. And you're right, the key here is 15 years. I mean, it's before, you know, this is back in those earlier years, this was a time when, you know, it wasn't necessarily down to yourself. It was a requirement that somebody from Bord Gáis would come and read your meter.
Well, I have an outdoor meter. I don't know whether it's been read or not.
The house itself, it's a fairly old house, and the meter is actually inside. It's inside. Under the stairs.
But one wonders, are there a lot of people who are in a similar position and don't know it as of yet?
Well,
and
find themselves I would start to worry about that. Yeah, it seems to make sense. But I have to say, there is no. It makes logical sense, John, that if somebody's going to argue, well, you didn't read the meter, then you just argue back, well, neither did you. We're both at fault here. There's no way that it can be single person's fault.
Legally, I mean, most people won't have the wherewithal to take on a utilities company like Bord Gáis.
That's the difficulty.
So where do we go? Are we looking for a goodwill gesture from Bord Gáis? Are we looking to go and say, look, you know, this isn't entirely of this man's making, and if you look at his track record, he's been paying out €30 to €50 per week for a long time now in good faith. In fact, such good faith, you gave him a refund.
Exactly.
It's so illogical. I mean, it's a very unusual one, John. All I can suggest right this minute is, if you let me think about it for a little while, and then what we'll do is I'll talk to you off air and we'll see what we can do, and I'll see if there's some opportunity for myself to meet up with somebody from Bord Gáis and see how we can discuss this.
I'd really appreciate that. That's fantastic.
No, that'd be worth the effort all of us.
All right, John.
So we'll do that.
Keep up the great work. You're doing a fantastic job there.
We'll be in touch, okay?
Thanks
a million. All the best. Bye-bye.
Oh yeah, it's the number of people now who could well be in that. So what you need to do, really, if you feel your meter hasn't been checked in a while, if you feel they're using the guesstimate system here, maybe go and check your meter and get it checked out. Well, and if this turned out to be sort of a widespread problem, surely to goodness the utilities company is at some fault here as well for not insuring and going after its customers for their money.
Well, absolutely.
I mean, surely to God you can't just sort of say, well, actually you owe 6 years' money. We didn't collect it, but hard luck.
This is it. And I mean, there's an assumption made here by the company. I mean, again, I'm not going to go all the way back into accounting law here or anything like that. But the reality is, right through the years, an assessment was made and an assumption was made based on, not on usage, on payments.
Yeah.
And payments made.
So it's
not down to trust. This is down to both sides
accounting
got
procedures.
This wrong, but it's not down to the one man. So
all right. We'd be interested to hear if anybody has found themselves or is in a similar situation at the moment. We'd love to hear from you. 57102 for 20 cents. Or indeed call us 850-6597. We're going to hear from Eileen. It's a HMV-related problem next.
Call Cooney. Have your say. Call 850-6597. Or text 57102 for 20 cents.
Dublin's Q102.
Dermot Jewell is with us, Chief Executive of the Consumer Association of Ireland. If you've got a query, 57102. For 20 cents, or you can call us 850-6597. And I think it's the hottest subject of the day and indeed of the evening. Are you HMV positive? Moving towards HMV negative, because your voucher won't be honoured and it won't be worth it. It's worthless at this point, unless, of course, you've purchased it by credit card. So if somebody gave you a gift, maybe check if they bought it by credit card and they'll be able to get their money back, which is a good thing. But there are other concerns as well. Eileen, you were in there and you bought something for your son. What happened after that?
Yeah, hi, Aidan. I bought him a headset, right? And when we went, he didn't particularly want that make. So when he went back in January to exchange them, he didn't have enough money to get the upgrade of them. I paid $149 for them.
Wow.
And he was offered, they said to him, we'll give you a voucher or a gift token to the value because it'd be better than a credit note because, you know, it'll last longer than a credit note.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So he now has gift tokens to the value of €149. Now, I did pay for them by credit card, but I bought other goods, and the total amount came to $297.92. So I'm just wondering, you know, if I paid for that by Visa, how can they just stop or whatever they're going to do
with
the amount
for
the headset?
They'll say they gave you the credit card. That's what you have. It's awful. Is there anything to be done, Dermot?
It's a tricky one, Eileen. But that said, do you have the receipt from the time where you purchased both the headphone set and the other items?
I should have, yes. I should have.
Well, then it's still a matter of contacting your credit card company and explaining to them that there was a transaction on such and such a date for X amount of money with HMV.
Mm-hmm.
Explain to them exactly as if just to us and just done with us, and that there is one element of it where the item was returned for exchange, and what happened was in whilst waiting for the exchange, the voucher was given in its place, and tell
right.
them that you want that part of it reversed.
Okay. I'll do that.
And see where it goes from there.
Right.
But you do explain to them, and I suppose when you do call them, say, would you like me to put this in writing? If you want, give me an email address or give me an address and I'll explain it in detail send you the receipt and you can see where we're coming from.
Is it worth it in this case as well, Dermot, that when you ring one of these big companies, you normally get a sort of a room full of people dealing with different queries, and somebody's having a bad day, so they say, there's not really much we can do about that, I'm terrible sorry. Is it worth ringing back a second or even a third time, just in case?
Yeah,
so there
absolutely.
You are, Eileen.
You usually speak to someone else.
Yeah, if you don't get any support from the first guy, ring back and you get a different
guy. It probably would be as well to put it in writing and explain the situation, and I could even put in a copy of the receipt with it. Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Oh, absolutely, that's it.
Yeah.
Will you keep in touch with us and let us know what happened?
I certainly will.
You're very
and
good.
Thanks for your help and advice.
You're more than welcome.
Take care, bye-bye.
Thanks, Eileen. HMV. Somebody else had a similar problem. My sister's worried. She bought Xbox. It's Jackie Dublin 2, Xbox and games. What happens now with a guarantee for that?
Well, that's... I mean, if anything goes wrong with that now, in all honesty, you're going to be going... Well, we're working on the assumption here that those poor people are going to be out of a job. But if the business was to close, then you would go to the manufacturer.
Ah, okay.
Because
and in the meantime,
there's still a guarantee
you go back
there.
To them,
yeah, though. Yeah. So that's
okay,
it.
So that's you're okay there, Jackie. Some good news there. Louise now has been worn down, I think, almost with a credit card problem. Is that right, Louise? You're fed up to the teeth.
I am, absolutely. Thanks for taking the call.
Not at all, and we'll see if we can get some joy. This is a Tesco credit card, and it's gone back. You're a customer since 2003. So you're a long-term customer at this stage. What happened to you?
Basically, I've been paying money through, just transferring it through the bank from my bank account to Tesco credit card for years. In July of 2012, I was making payments totaling €600. And believe it or not, I didn't realise until I went on holidays and tried to use the funds. So I notified them on the 2nd of November and was asking, where is the money and can the trace be made? And basically, it only actually after happening today, after numerous phone calls and three faxes, and they don't take emails and all type of nonsense, that they finally, after finding the money. But so when I contacted you originally, that was what it was about.
Right.
But they never, it hasn't been refunded to my account yet, and I believe it's on the way, it will be.
And have you been paying interest all the months?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, and they've had my €600 as well.
Yes, yeah.
That interest should be automatically repaid, shouldn't it?
Well, if there's, you're talking, Louise, now about having the interest on your €600, is that it?
Well, I really don't know which way it would work, but just whichever way, whether I was paying too much interest on my balance or
that's what I would think. Yeah, I would think.
I would imagine.
If I paid the €600 in and just say the balance was 1,000, so I've 600 clear, so they should only charge me interest on the 400.
Absolutely.
But they're charging me interest on
the
1,000 because they didn't
charging.
Get it.
Yeah, exactly.
Since November. So November, December, January.
Well, it was actually July when the money started to be paid.
So you have 6 months, seven months interest.
A lot of interest accruing. I don't know, Louise, have you been on to them asking for detail of the... Well, of course you haven't. You've only just got this today, you're saying.
Well, I've only just been told after I phoned them again. I mean, they're just so unhelpful. This is the thing that actually drove me mad. like exactly like what you said to last caller, getting onto the call centres, and you ask, can you speak to a manager because you're about to pull your hair out, and yes, it's coming up to Christmas, and 600 quid you could use to buy lots of things
all
for the kids.
Of things, yeah.
And you're just getting nowhere, and they won't put you through to anybody. You can't email them. They won't accept emails. They'll only accept stuff from the bank, even though I had stuff from the bank since last November. So the customer care has just been absolutely atrocious, as well as the fact they never mentioned on the phone today, like, again, they didn't send me a letter to say we finally found your money or anything, you know?
Right.
That's awful.
It's really, really bad.
And I've had a similar problem with the EBS for another thing that they actually took incorrect amounts out of my bank, and they accepted it was their fault. But because they were taking money out of my account that they weren't supposed to take out, there wasn't adequate funds in.
To do all the things.
One of the accounts, I only just put in what I need for the direct debit.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's three lots of 1270s. And again, there's no talk.
Of refunding
that. They just keep ignoring my emails for that as well.
Oh, that's not good enough.
No.
What do we do here?
See, realistically, what you need to do, Louise, first of all, with this Tesco credit card, is to write to somebody, probably through the bank, because that seems to be the most secure route, I suppose, where at least you can say, well, they received the letter and have moved it on. But you need to write to them and tell them that you're now escalating the situation here to the point that you want... I'd put days on it, because this as you say, you've explained how bad they are, but I would say that within 5 working days or 7 working days, you pick a time that you want the detail of all of the interest that has been charged through this misrepresentation or misapplication of where your money has been, and that you want that detail within 7 days, and as well as that, the date on which it will be refunded to you, and that in the absence of it, at the end of the 7 days, if you do not hear from them, then you'll have no choice but to escalate the matter and report it directly to the financial services ombudsman.
That'll get them moving, I'd say.
Well, financial services
ombudsman bureau. Yeah, and you can. And that's the route to go, because this does need to get attention from a very important source, because, again, it may not be... Oh, I would always register the
proof then of post.
Yeah.
So post it back to Tesco's and register it.
Yes, yes.
Okay, post. Okay, I always forget about snail mail. It's gas.
That's
okay,
great. I know.
But yeah, that's terrific.
And come back and let us know, Louise, how you get on, will you?
Thanks, guys, so much.
Very well.
All the best.
Bye.
Happy New Year. Bye.
All right, lots of interesting things. I have a school test for you coming up in just a second. I'll tell you more about that in a minute. In the meantime, 57102 for 20 cent. If you'd like to contact us via our text line or 850-65970, you want to give us a call directly into studio.
Call Cooney. Have your say. Call 850-6597.
Dublin's Q102.
And Dermot Jules, CEO of the Consumer Association of Ireland, is with us. HMV positive turning to HMV negative is a lot of our topic this evening, because of obviously today and a lot of people stung. Kieran and Walkinstown, Dermot says, HMV refused to exchange the CD today, despite within the 28-day period policy. I advised that 28 days is due to expire on the 19th of January. They were advised me back that head office said not to exchange goods and to await further news over the next few days. This CD is still sealed, still in its case. And what do you think is the position on this for me?
Well, you see, it's like, Kieran, it's where we started off earlier on. They're breaking all of the rules now under the guise that consumer law is not applicable, and what's overriding it, their suggestion, is the fact that the administrator has all of the power. And that has got to be challenged. My own organisation tried to have it challenged to a degree through the Office of Director of Corporate Enforcement today, but it didn't work. They've said, no, not our job. So we're kind of back at the drawing board. So the best way I can put it to you is that, unfortunately, nothing is going to be resolved today or tomorrow in the next number of days. And it's really very, very frustrating, I must admit. But it's your kind of stories that we need to hear, because they're perfect examples of the abuse, if you want to use that term, of that's going on to customers.
I'd go back to another music store and say, hell yeah, would you change this for me? It's still in this case. I'd take a chance there and say, and I'll be a customer of yours for the future.
Well, it's worth a try.
Just try it.
But it's very frustrating that this is what's happening, because, why are they open for business if they're not doing business? The only business they seem to want to do is sell stuff.
Yeah, give me your
it's
money.
It's very wrong.
All right, let's leave HMV for a moment or two, or probably, hopefully, until next week. Neve is a problem, a bin problem, Neve, is it?
Hi, I do indeed, yeah.
What happened?
No, it's just a query as such, right? Can I name this bin company?
Yeah, work away.
I am currently with Panda, and I'm wanting to change over to City Bin,
okay,
the Red Bin company, because they're cheaper, at the end of the day.
And they're advertising it.
99
euro. Wide and far, 99 euro, yep.
Yeah, well, you ring them, and the 99 euro doesn't apply to Dublin 15 area, so,
okay.
That was fine, I got over that. Got the proper rates for my area, and...
Right.
Happy enough with that in comparison to what we're paying now, we'd still be saving.
Well, hang on, roll back there. The 99 euro deal that they're advertising doesn't work in Dublin 15, but they will do you another deal.
Yes.
Wow, yeah. That's a bit strange.
Yeah, okay, no, they should say on the ad anyway that it's for specific areas anyway.
Maybe they do, I'll have to look at that ad and you'll see, is there a little asterisk that says terms of
business
apply, yeah.
In fairness, Steve, I did see originally an ad which said there was for the first 100, so you can imagine where this is all going, it's all over the
right.
place. But what's your problem right now, though?
My problem is that I'm looking to change over because I need to pay my Panda bin charges by the end of the month,
okay? Yeah.
Right.
So... I rang up and I got the rates, and the rates they gave me were still cheaper than what I'm originally paying now.
Yeah.
So they took my address, they went off and they rung me back and said, no, we can do. We can't do your area at the moment. Now, there's a house 20 seconds around the corner from me by car within the same estate, parallel to my road, that they have the Red Bin company. They wouldn't give me a reason as to why. The guy in sales who I was speaking to said he spoke to the manager and asked me if there was to find out was there more people in my area interested, as in like me going doing his job.
Wow.
See, was there more people interested, and then maybe they would. So, needless to say, I told him I wasn't going out. Canvassing.
Okay, you're now a salesperson for them.
They haven't. Like, I rung back and I said, look, I'm not accepting that. I just need a reason as to why. Like, you are in the area.
Mm. Yes.
They're refusing me as a customer. They didn't give me a legitimate reason. So I'm just... The manager was to ring me back about a week and a half ago and never did.
Do you know what we'll do? We'll ring them tomorrow for you.
Would you?
Yeah, that's what we'll do. We'll ring them tomorrow. Because
I've given them my address. And as I said, the house, the row of houses parallel to me.
They'll call there.
They call there. And there's a housing estate... apartments down the road that they have all that, and the amount of money they're spending on advertising.
I was thinking, and in fairness, they look like a fairly progressive, go-ahead, active company. Their CEO's featured in one of the papers over the weekend,
and I'm well annoyed with them, but I want to save a few bob.
Yeah, and it's funny, you're dying to use their business and
that's
give them money, and they don't want to take it. We'll give them a call tomorrow and just find out what the story is.
I actually told them, but when I was talking to the sales guy, I said, look, I'm not accepting that. I said, I'm going to get on to Consumer Affairs. I'm not being given a reason. And he said, oh, the manager will call you back. But that's a week and a half ago, and he never did.
Not nice either. All right, look, Neve, leave that with us and we'll come back to you. We'll probably give you a ring shortly just to confirm addresses and things like that for you, all right?
Great.
Thanks.
Okay,
indeed.
Listen, thanks a million for that.
Not
thanks, bye.
All right, and we are almost out of time. Just a quick couple of texts before we wrap. In relation to the gas bill, exactly the same thing happened to me yesterday. I got a bill for €1,200 and nearly fell off the chair. No meter reading for 5 years. Bord Gáis told me it's only the ESB networks that do meter readings, therefore it's their fault. Oh, the blame game, it goes round and round and round. Someone else says people won't answer their door to meter readers, their way of managing their own bills. One neighbour I know hasn't electricity or gas read for 10 years, but they pay €20 a week into both accounts, and both the facilities companies seem fairly happy with that. So,
There's more accidents waiting to happen.
Isn't there just?
Yeah.
Well, we'll see what we can do on behalf of John's uncle.
Sorry for John,
With Bord Gáis. We'll talk to
them.
That's
a huge bill. That's 7-3.
Staggering and frightening. Anyone in HMV, because there's a lot of them coming in, bought a tablet for Christmas, went back, they gave me vouchers. The vouchers are worthless at the moment. You just have to see what happens with
admin.
If you bought it on a credit card... If you use the credit card, go to your credit card company is the hard and fast rule at that stage. All right, Dermot, it's been a pleasure as always. Thank you very much.
Pleasure.
And we will talk to you again next Monday when you're due back with us. And in the meantime, if you have got a problem, something's bugging you, you feel like you've been mugged, you didn't get the service you wanted, feel free to text us 57102 for 20 cents. We'll put it in the file with Dermot.